Psalm 76, the silence after the arrows. Psalm 76 feels like the morning after impossible deliverance. If Psalm 75 promised that God had an appointed time, Psalm 76 lets us hear what remains when that time arrives. Silence. Arrows are shattered. Warriors sleep. The earth itself grows still. This is not empty silence, but the hush that falls when God has ended an argument no army could settle. One detail many modern readers miss stands in verse 2. His abode in Salem is, in Hebrew, his sukkah, his booth, his tent-like shelter. Salem is linked with Jerusalem, but the word also echoes shalom, peace. So the God of peace dwells in a booth and from that humble place breaks the machinery of war. That is a stunning contrast. Archaeology has shown us Assyria's massive confidence. The Lachish reliefs display siege ramps, cavalry, and imperial power carved in stone. Zion, by comparison, was a small and threatened hill city. Yet God does not answer empire by becoming a bigger empire. He answers by being present. Verse 4 is just as sharp. God is more majestic than the mountains of prey. These are likely mountains filled with plunder, the high places of conquerors, glittering with stolen wealth. Empires often look glorious only because they are wearing someone else's grief. But God is brighter than all gathered spoil. His glory is not theft. His majesty is justice. Then the psalm reaches one of Scripture's strangest and deepest claims. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. English Standard Version. Augustine said that God judged it better to bring good out of evil than not to allow evil at all. Calvin saw in this verse the fury of the wicked being bridled by God, unable to run beyond its limit. Psalm 76 does not call human rage good. It declares human rage not sovereign. At its deepest level, this points to the cross. Herod, Pilate, the chief priests, and the crowd meant murder. God turned their hatred into the saving work of Christ, Acts 4:27-28. Human wrath became unwilling praise. And notice whom God rises to save, the humble of the earth. His judgment is not a divine outburst. It is moral rescue. The same holiness that terrifies princes shelters the meek. Western readers often hear fear only as dread. Biblically, it is the right response to a God who cannot be managed, bought, or outmuscled. If you are proud, that is bad news. If you are lowly, it is your safety. So let this psalm search us. What weapons are we still polishing? Control, revenge, sharp words, private fantasies of triumph? Lay them down. Let God create in you the peace of Salem, the silence after self-defense. Suggested cross-references, Exodus 15:1, so Kings 19:35-37, Psalm 2:1-6, Matthew 5:5, Colossians 2:15. Suggested hymn, God moves in a mysterious way. Prayer. Lord of peace and holy fear, break the weapons we hide in our hearts. Turn the rage of this world and the pride within us into praise for your name. Rise for the humble, quiet our striving, and teach us to rest in your saving justice. Amen.